Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can check us out in Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 on the FM side. And you can take us on the go with the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 15th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Running the three-man show Cakes out today. He wished everybody a happy weekend at the end of the show yesterday and then realized it wasn't Friday. It was Thursday, but he's off.
Yeah,
so it was his
for...
kind of weekend.
Look at this. Look at this.
What'd you
I
do?
I had nothing to do with it. I just opened the don't sleep and it exploded.
Mm. You shake the can a little bit? Somebody shook the can?
No, I just put it here. I mean, it did nothing. It's fine.
I might have to get a don't sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll probably fall asleep during the show. I'm really tired. I went to bed at 8:30 last night, too. Just, you know, these
That's
hours,
early.
Very early for me.
What's wearing you out? You seem more tired the last couple of months than ever before.
I don't know, life.
Travel?
Maybe.
I mean, but you're not traveling during the week.
No, I don't know. Just tired, man. As you get older, slow down.
Yep.
I don't know.
Weather was awesome yesterday. Going to be pretty nice today.
I thought they were calling for rain today.
Some rain coming, but it's going to be warm.
It was really nice yesterday. I actually snuck out over to Sligo Creek to play nine holes.
I haven't played Sligo in years. I used to play with my grandfather.
My guy Pat sent me a text. He's a big listener of the show. And he's like, you should come over. And I was like, I got a bunch of stuff going on. But he kind of peer pressured me into it. So I went over and played nine holes. It was really nice. What I slept on, can you tell I'm a little sunburnt in the face? I didn't put any sunblock or anything.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about that.
I don't
know
why you didn't do that. I did the first thing I did was put on sunblock.
Yeah, I just still kind of early in the season. You know what? I'm just not really thinking about it.
They say next week, I don't know if it's true. But the club manager said next week's supposed to be in like the 40s.
Ooh. Next Tuesday, I think 48, yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's getting a little bit cooler next week.
Just when I was getting used to like turning the corner.
Well, I mean,
it
is mid-March.
I know, but I mean, I'm just ready to move on.
This is just a little abnormal for
mid-March.
I feel
like our winters are so long. Our summers fly by and our winters are just... God,
I actually feel the winters are shorter because it almost never snows
anymore. I think
life
just flies by.
Well, I got some sun... playing, you know, the nine holes, and then
what's the saying? The days last forever, but the years go by, and you know, so quick. I don't know what this freaking. But that's what it seems like. The days do take a while, but you just blink, and it's, you know, it'll be 2027.
Well, I got home kind of a little bit later just because I was busy. I mean, I did the golf early; that was no big deal. But then I had soccer practice a little bit later. By the time I went to bed, I mean, 8:30. That's super early. The Capitals were playing, and I put it on for a minute or two, but they were playing the Kraken. That game was going to end like at midnight, 12:30. So I went to bed just remembering that Cakes had said This was yesterday. Cakes during one of the commercial breaks said that they had about an 11% chance to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of one of my morning traditions when the Capitals play, I check and see what they did if I didn't see the game. All right, they won 2-1. I actually put up a couple clips on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there at Sports Junkies Radio. TJ Oshie had a cool, I don't know if it's cool goal, whatever. I think the goalie completely botched it, was out of the net. Oshie stole it and put it in. All right. You don't see those type of goals that often. So they went 2-1. So my morning tradition is let's check the standings.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I click on wild card, because Joe B said the better path for the Capitals, he thought, this is several weeks ago, was to catch the Flyers, I would focus on the Metro Division and go, okay, Flyers, 76 points. And then I go, okay, Capitals, 71. They're not going to catch the Flyers. And I'd kind of counted out the wild card because Joe B said, wild card, they were like seven back a couple weeks ago. Well, I clicked on it today. They're a point back. That's it.
Right,
so let's go. The Capitals got a shot.
How many games are left?
They've played 17.
I mean, there's plenty of time, obviously. Plenty of time. So
I think those percentages are just based on like the schedule, the remaining schedule, and they got a brutal schedule. I mean, they play Vancouver tomorrow. Vancouver leads the West in points. And
It helps.
And the two teams that they're chasing, Detroit's lost seven straight, and the Islanders have lost a couple in a row. And so, you know, you gain 2 points on them if they're not winning.
That's the biggest factor, because it's not like they've been tearing it up. So in their last 10 games, the Capitals are 5-4-1, basically 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Red Wings, who still have a 1 point lead on the Caps, and are tied for the last spot in the wild card. Yeah, they've lost seven in a row.
How many times are teams sellers at the deadline, and then they still find a way to get into the playoffs? Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
It would. I know that the young Russian Miro has scored a couple of goals. I don't think he scored last night.
He didn't.
Last night it was McMichael.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, Capitals giving you a little bit of a sweat.
Yeah, I was watching college hoops all day and all night and checking out some golf. And
did you get to spend some time outside since you're reveling in the weather?
Not really.
He just watched hoops all day.
I mean, I was walking my dog, if you want to count that.
That counts.
Was it true somebody told
me
at
one
point?
But I couldn't watch the hoops outside. I mean, I guess I could have gone on the screened in.
Yeah, on your porch.
How long is your average walk for somebody that's probably going to own a dog in about a year and a half?
It's been cut down because she's getting older and her hips bothering her, so we don't walk as much with her. We used to walk.
She being the dog, not your wife.
Yeah, we used to walk. I don't know. We used to take her on 3-4 mile walks, but she can't do that anymore.
But
so we just do it just to let her poo. She's on a routine, you know, on a schedule. She does 3 or 4 a day, and then we go right back home.
Super regular.
So she's regular.
You watched hoops all day. I watched none. I was out playing golf, but I was getting kind of updates from guys as they're kind of checking what's going on. Was Maryland down like 40 points?
Yes.
They were embarrassing. Yes. They didn't even look like they wanted to be on the court. They were out-rebounded by almost 20. They were just really bad. And Wisconsin has been playing bad basketball. Mm-hmm. They lost about 8 out of the last 10 or 8 of the last 11. They should never be scoring in the 80s. And, yeah, Maryland was bad.
Mm.
Feel bad for Jameer Young, but...
Sorry, he did his part.
Yeah, but they got no bench, and they can't shoot the three. And obviously, they got out-rebounded by 100.
It's been the story of the season, right? They can't score, can't shoot consistently from the outside.
Look, I didn't expect them to win the game, but you shouldn't be getting blown out by 30.
I was in the car, and on the national call on the radio, it was Doug Gottlieb.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's good.
Yeah, I really like him. And, you know, but he's not somebody that follows Maryland every game, but he does his homework. I was like, well, on the court, he kind of went through. He's like, they really don't have any scoring outside of Jameer Young's mid-range jump shot.
Yeah. Well, he nailed that.
Well, I think there's going to be quite a bit of a house cleaning, is my guess.
Well, hopefully this recruit that they were hyping up from Baltimore, last name's Queen. I can't remember his first name.
They need a lot more than that.
Hopefully he's a true stud.
Yeah, they got to get some kids in the portal.
I think some guys will leave. I think
I don't know who else they got coming in.
I think Willard hates this group.
I think Juju will be gone, right? And Scott will be gone.
Well, yeah. I think
and
Juju.
Young. Does Juju still have another year?
I think he has eligibility, but I think he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I think he's going to leave.
I thought they were going to be good this year, but Maryland. finishes their season right at 500, I believe.
16-15 maybe, or maybe 16-16. That's a good question. I'll have to look at that. And then Duke lost last night, which is kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. So, no, 16-17 for Maryland. Yeah, and they lost to NC State. I mean, Carolina rolled. They pounded Florida State, and then Pitt beat Wake. So you got Carolina, Pitt, top half. You got UVA who won. They're in the tournament anyway, especially after that win, and they're going to play NC State. So we'll see. We'll see if NC State can make a little bit of a run here and play Carolina in a championship.
My son already said we're going to Puerto Rico next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's March 23rd. Through the 31st. And he already said he wants to watch the tournament and not be forced to do things. I was like, that's fine with me.
Where are you guys going to stay now that you don't have the parents' condo anymore?
We're staying in three different spots.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last spot's just for a day because it's by the airport. But we're staying in Isla Verde, which you know. You've stayed at the El San Juan Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually staying at our condo. We did Airbnb, but got a two-bedroom. So our condo was on the 17th floor.
Yeah.
I think we're in the same building on the 10th floor.
Mm-hmm.
With a two-bedroom
nice.
For 3 days, just because we know the area and it's close to my uncle and my cousins. So we can do the beach, the pool, and then visit family. And then we're going to go to a resort for the majority of the vacation. And then the last day, just to get back, because the resort's about an hour from the airport, we'll just get back. And there's a hotel right by the airport on that same beach,
gotcha.
Isla Verde. I think it's a Marriott. Something like that.
So today is a big day for Cakes because he finds out where his son, I guess where he'll have his, what do you call that?
Residency.
His residency, yeah.
Yeah, because he finishes medical school this year. Yeah, so.
Big day, big,
I guess they have a
big ceremony.
Kurt's top choices were like Denver or maybe Boulder.
I don't know, there's
a bunch. And Boston.
Mm. There's a bunch, but he's a bunch that he could go be sent to. So big day, I guess it's a big day for all those families. They find out where their kid's going to be for the next, what, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a weird bit. Like, I've had to do this with Kelsey moving to L.A. You want your kids to be happy, but selfishly, you don't want them to go so far away.
Yeah,
it's like, that'd be a huge adjustment for Cakes and Amy because his kid went to Maryland for undergrad, went to Maryland for medical school, and then potentially could be on the other side of the country if he ends up going to Boulder,
Colorado.
He'll
be fine wherever he is.
Sure.
Boulder's actually really cool. He'll you know, it's beautiful out there.
Look, there's a reason his top choice wasn't Maryland. He wants to try something new.
Of course.
You know, we have 75, 78 degrees here. Have you seen the snowfall in Denver / Colorado Springs?
Mm-mm.
They're getting 3 to 5 feet of snow.
In the last 24 hours?
In the last couple days. It's crazy. Uh-huh. They're getting crushed with snow when we're having you know, almost 80 degrees here. It's just the weather across the country has been nuts.
Did Scotty T give you an update on that?
I think you know the answer to that. That's another story for another day. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Has there been a resolution or no?
No.
Oh, nothing.
No.
No update.
I haven't talked to him since June 21st.
Wow. Amazing.
Do they still do the Pick and Fatties podcast?
He chose to, I don't even know. He chose to end the friendship, not me.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I got other stuff to worry about.
Well,
in my life.
Obviously, the big story locally was
that's
Sam
the
Howe.
Big one. Yeah,
that was the big one.
And of course, when I found that out, I texted Drab because Drab is not a Sam Howe fan, and I said, "Well, now
I
you are
ending up in Seattle.
Now you are." And I told him he's definitely going to start. I'm not saying he's going to be the week one starter, but he'll play and start because Geno will get hurt. Everyone gets hurt. 80 quarterbacks played last year, so he's going to be playing some football for the Seattle Seahawks. And Mr. Drab. We'll be a fan.
We could talk about it in more detail in the next segment because it's another sign of Adam Peters just being super active and they upgraded the picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jason yesterday was going through how many picks they had in the top 100. Add another one to the mix because they swapped a fourth for a third, a sixth for a fifth. They have 9 picks in the upcoming draft, which is second most in the NFL. There's one team that has 10 draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember it off the top of my head. But they now have 9 draft picks, and they've improved the position of their picks. And we say goodbye to Sam Howell, who actually played 2 seasons. I misphrased something on our Twitter page. I put up, what are you most going to remember Sam Howell for during his, and I put rookie season. It was his second season. His rookie season, you would most remember, oh, he played 1 game and beat Dallas. But over 100 responses. What I would probably most remember is him taking sacks. It's just, I mean, a good guy, has some talent, arm talent, but the number one thing that's going to stick out for me is, man, that guy took a lot of sacks.
I mean, Adam Peters, he wasn't here when they were trading Montez Sweat and
correct,
and mm-hmm. so he didn't trade. You know, that was Ron Rivera and that whole regime picking up extra picks. But give him props for getting a third round pick and a fifth round pick for Sam Howell. I didn't think they would get that. Now they did trade a fourth and a sixth, but they get a third, mm-hmm. so now they've got six picks in the top 100,
yeah.
including three first third round picks. So. One, two, two.
That's
going to
be the base
threes.
Of your team. When you talk about
that's really good.
Charlie Casserly's 3 years from now.
Yeah,
it's going to be those six guys if they hit, which they really need them to
hit.
Or
they're going to package them a little bit and
they
maybe
could.
Move up.
They could.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's possible. All right, let's get into that next. Adam Peters, how impressed are you by the new GM? Has his stock risen for you? You can chime in at 800-636-1067. Call us on the MGM National Harbor listener line as we get into that. As Sam Howell departs, of course, they've had this huge free agency haul that we've been talking about the last couple of days. Adam Peters, where are you at with the new GM? 800-636-1067. You can also text us at the same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In the DMV, Adam Peters, new GM of the Washington Commanders, has really changed the complexion of this team. Last couple of days, we talked about the free agency haul, bringing in basically guys from every position. They've also let other guys go who have been with the team for a while and kind of mainstays, like Cam Curl. He's gone now. Curtis Samuel's gone.
I missed Curl. Who did
Antonio Gibson is gone.
I know Samuel got a pretty big deal.
Curl only got 2 years and like $13 million, something yeah. like that.
And Fuller got 2 years and
Kendall Fuller is gone.
$15 million maybe.
And now add the quarterback. Their starting quarterback last year for 17 games was Sam Howell in his second season. There were a lot of howlers who, of course, thought that he wasn't given a fair shake because the offensive line was bad and Eric Bieniemy turned out to be mediocre at best.
I don't know that people thought he didn't get a fair shake. It was just kind of sad the way the second half of the season ended. I mean,
maybe that he wasn't set up for success.
I don't think he was necessarily set. He wasn't helped.
Yes.
But I mean, if you start 17 games, I mean, at some point you got to perform.
I would maybe agree with that he wasn't set up for success, that the offense coordinator didn't serve him by having him drop back more than anybody else in the league when you have such a shaky offensive line.
And
but they make a trade and they get two draft picks that are higher than the two draft picks that they traded. So it was Sam Howell plus two picks, four two picks. They were able to move from the fourth round to the third round, the sixth round to the fifth round. So Adam Peters will have better draft picks in this draft to work with. Chris on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, where we have over 500 comments about the trade, says, good trade. He's a turnover machine. It's mind-boggling how many people think he can be a great QB. Ken writes, excellent trade. We received great value for a player who'd likely be our backup quarterback. That's the one I agree with more. He was probably going to be your backup.
He was going to be the backup.
They brought in Marcus Mariota, a veteran, to hopefully groom the guy that they draft at number two, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And you get value for Sam Howell. And we put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. And the question is, are you more impressed by Adam Peters now than you thought? So nobody had really heard of Adam Peters before, but then you read, okay, he was kind of the top GM candidate, and he did a good job finding guys like George Kittle in San Francisco. And before free agency started, I don't think any of us expected him to make this many moves in free agency.
Maybe not, but I don't think he surprised me, really.
So you're not more impressed after this week than you were last week, let's say.
No.
Because last week he hadn't done anything.
I think all of these moves are logical. They all make sense.
I don't think you expected them to make this many moves. Because I remember us talking about it, and you're like, they're not going to make any big moves. Now you can argue that they didn't make any monster moves.
I told you the roster was decimated. I've said that for weeks. The roster was atrocious. So, I mean, they were going to have to move on.
Drabby, it was kind of surprising to me that Mike McDonald and who's the GM out there with Seattle?
John Schneider.
How much they valued Sam Howell to give up a third-round pick.
There was a bit of a bidding war.
He's clearly going to be a backup. They feel like they need something behind Geno Smith.
Well, they lost Drew Locke.
Drew Locke left. But I don't know. I was just kind of surprised that there was a third-round pick.
There was no bidding war. He's telling you what because he was already being criticized for. There was no bidding war. He just got in his head. He's a Green Bay scout from his very early days. He likes a gunslinger because of Brett Favre. He's got this fantasy about it. It's stupid. They won't draft a quarterback. They refuse to draft a quarterback. And so now they want to run out this bum for the next 2 years.
Clearly not happy.
It doesn't matter what drafts.
Hopefully he doesn't play.
He's got to be a fan of Sam Howell, because if Geno goes down, Sam Howell's the guy.
Why is Drab calling him a bum? Why are you calling him a bum?
He doesn't like him.
I can't think Sam Howell's a bum. I can't be upset that my
sure. Sure.
I don't like him. I've been critical of him for 2 years.
Yeah, he had 21 interceptions.
I think he still has upside. I think that's why they did it. I don't think they think he's a bum by any stretch.
Well, look, do you?
No. I think he's a bum. I can think he's a bum.
Yeah, you
see,
no,
I know you do. Think he's the bum.
I know you do. But, I mean, Valdez, you can chime in here. I mean, do you kind of appreciate Mike McDonald's, talent evaluation? I mean, he's a defensive guy, but clearly he's the head coach.
Remember, Mike McDonald saw him up close and personal during the inter-squad scrimmages that they had preseason game. So,
yeah.
And so
I don't know,
Schneider.
Maybe he liked him.
Well, Schneider liked him when he played against Seattle. He played very well, one of his better games.
You know what? The most important position in the NFL is quarterback. You know what the second most important position is?
Backup quarterback. And look, it's thin. A lot of the quarterbacks have moved. They lost Drew Locke. So who else are you going to turn to?
He's an upgrade over Drew Locke.
I know, but...
No, I disagree. Drew Locke balled out last year when he was in there. He was fine.
Sam Howell balled out in his first 9 games or so. He fell apart down the stretch.
He's fine. But Adam Schefter comes out and says, Sam Howell's going to be competing for the starting job. It's just... He knows nothing. It couldn't be further from the truth. John Schneider came out immediately and said, no, Sam Howell's a backup.
I don't think he's going to be competing for the starting job.
Yeah, I don't believe
but
that.
But I think that eventually...
But I think he's going to play.
I don't want to give up draft capital for a backup quarterback. I'm completely fine with that. I'd rather have A.J. McCarron, Nathan Peterman, any other bum that's been around
for
20
years. That's
where
it comes down to, is giving up the third round pick.
Yeah. Sam Howell, he's just a guy.
If he was just a free agent and you're just signing him to a one-year deal.
Yeah, if we signed Sam Howell for $1 million, I'd be right.
But trading a third round pick, I mean, a third round pick's pretty valuable.
Also, it's the greatest, maybe, quarterback class in the last decade as far as depth, and we just punted on that for Sam Howell.
I still could draft somebody, but it's unlikely. What I'd say is they maybe felt desperate. Look, even Desmond Ridder was moved yesterday. Desmond Ridder ends up with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So in terms of the guys who are left or right, you probably could pick up a Nathan Peterman, but they wanted to pick up a credible backup quarterback. But let's bring it back to Washington. And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. I will say I'm impressed by what Adam Peters did this week, filling that many holes in free agency, turning over the roster this much. I would have guessed they would have re-signed some of their guys, and they re-signed a minimal amount of players.
Two.
The turnover is going to be...
Oh, they added Effie Obada.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so three.
The turnover is going to be far greater than I expected. I expected probably 20 new guys on the team next year out of 53. It's going to be like 30, 35 new guys. Like, yeah, they're going to be hardly any guys from last year's team.
It's a complete remodeling.
Total remodeling. Yep. And I think the Sam Howell deal shows that he can make a savvy trade, because I think the Commanders
got the better of the deal. I think it was a good move. Sam Howell, I mean, clearly wasn't in their future plans. Sam Howell could become a good quarterback down the road if he gets a chance. And, you know, you can't judge him on 6 or 9 games. He's got to be judged by a full season. His full season wasn't good, but we'll see what happens down the road. But so to get a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick, I think that's excellent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor.
I mean, that third-round pick could be a starter for the next 3 or 4 years.
It should
possibly
be.
Right? Yeah.
Possibly. I think they were all good moves. I just don't think there's anything shocking about it. All of the free agent signings are all just sort of just quick, like they're just bridge kind of guys for the most part. So
yeah,
I think everything they did makes common sense. I don't think there's anything extraordinary. Now, if some of these guys ball out and become big parts of, you know, just a massive part of this team, then I'll be impressed. But I mean, I think for the most part, they're just placeholders.
Maybe, but
they're starting
Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner are pretty big names.
They are, but they're very short-term guys, especially Wagner. Maybe
the center could be around for a long time.
Could be. Yeah. It could be a couple guys. It could be
for
2-3 years.
Armstrong could be around for a while. Both the offensive linemen they picked up, obviously Luvu.
Yep.
But for the most part, like half of them are probably 1 year guys.
Yeah,
maybe
they're just
two.
Guys that are here until they're going to take 3 cycles through the draft and hopefully have something.
But again, like JP was saying, those first 6 picks in the top 100. I mean, you're hoping those 6 picks, minimum 4 of them are starters, and maybe all 6 of them
are
starters.
Well, there's a bunch of jobs open. There's nothing but open jobs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's like an expansion team.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
Damn, good morning, Ben. In the last 20 seconds, you took my entire call. I was going to say the team has an expansion feel to it, and what he's doing is he's got a serviceable base. And it looks like for the first time, we've got a plan for the long term. Let's get rid of a bunch of players that have been purchased over the last few years by a reactive regime who wants to win now, and let's develop a good base. And if those players work out for the long term, we haven't spent a whole lot of money. And when we get a quarterback in, he's got a team around that quarterback that's not going to have that quarterback sitting on his butt half the time, freaked out like we've had for the last 20 years with trying to develop these people. I think this is a very good approach. And then, like you said, we got a couple of high-profile people that they may not be here for another couple of – they might only be here for a couple of years or so. But at least we've got some players who are playmakers. We got a serviceable team. And like you said, over half the team is going to be new.
Yeah,
I think this is a very good start.
Yeah, I can't argue it.
I think what you're getting here with adding these players, and like you said, a lot of them are one-year guys, right? These veterans that are older. But you're giving yourself a chance to be pretty decent depending on what happens with the quarterback. And if they really struggle, okay, they could be a 5-win team. But if not, and they're better than expected, based on the guys they've signed, they could be pretty decent.
It's surprising because I don't think they're necessarily thinking about winning football games. I think they're trying to bring in guys that work ethic that they all have worked with before, that they believe will help set the tone, culture. I don't think they're particularly thinking about winning games next year.
I think they are. Yeah. I think they look at the way that the modern NFL is. And we've talked about the Texans a lot, but I brought them up yesterday. The Colts are another team. That if you look at what happened with those two teams now, they're in the same division, right? Colts and Texans. Mm-hmm. And sometimes being in a soft division can help you rise up. But those were two terrible teams that changed coaches, a la the Commanders, that brought in new quarterbacks, which we assume the Commanders are going to do, that had really big turnarounds. The Colts and the Texans played for the last playoff spot. Texans ended up winning that game.
I know that that's what happened last year. I don't think that's their goal. I think their goal is just get the right pieces and, you know, you win when you win. But I don't think they're on some mission to win 7, 8, 9 games next year.
I think they would I'd agree with you differently.
Big picture. They're not thinking they're going to turn into a championship team in year one.
Right.
But they're going to try and make the team as good as possible to win games this year.
I would agree. I mean, anything can happen with a rookie quarterback, but they're not going to go into the season, you know, with 9 new rookies and 6 of them pretty high draft picks going, all right, this is just a rebuild. I think they're going to say, all right, we got a pretty good team here. Let's just try and win a playoff spot.
I don't see that.
They're not. I know you don't, but I guarantee the coaching staff is going to go in there going, all right, we got a chance with this roster.
Of course. And the Cowboys probably slide back.
Depending on who they are. Depending on who they're drafting.
I don't see that. I see them just trying. This is year one of a process. And I don't think they even have any expectations. It's year one of a process.
But they're competitors. They're probably going to say, yeah, we can win a playoff spot. Win 9 games, you can get in a playoff spot. I'm not saying they will. But.
I'd be surprised if that's the goal. I'd be surprised if that's even been uttered in the building.
I think coaches year to year are always thinking, all right, let's go out and win as many games as possible.
Of course, but I don't think that is Adam Peters' regime's thought process right here. Let's do a quick turnaround. Let's do our version of the Houston Texans, snap our fingers, and be instantly competitive. I don't think that's what if they wanted to be instantly competitive, I think they would have signed different guys.
I don't know. I mean, what if the quarterback, whoever it is, plays as well as Stroud or pretty close?
Then it's just a bonus. But that's not.
Then you're in the playoffs.
Right.
That's just a bonus.
guys that they're signing are going to help them.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Are you more impressed by Adam Peters? The people online in the early voting, you can vote at Junks Radio, are.
Well, just 3 days ago, we were criticizing him because he knew all the guys.
80%. Now 83%. More impressed.
I wasn't criticizing.
I haven't changed my opinion at all. I'll tell you after week 8 how the moves are. Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, buddy. Hey,
what's up?
Let me tell my young buck did a good piece of advice. I'm Coach Jordan's son, so I'm going to tell you right now, and at this level, you're always trying to win because you ain't got a whole lot of time to prove yourself.
Of course you're always trying, but I don't think there's expectation is they're going
to
win.
How do you think Adam Peters has done?
10 games next year.
Yeah, I think he's done pretty well, and I think that, you know, the 6 picks that we got in the top 3, like the gentleman said, that the first 3 rounds of your draft, you're looking for starters and people that's going to be impact players. So that's your hope as a GM, is that your first, you know, 3 rounds that you're going to get some impactful players for the next 5 to 7 years. So I think that those draft picks, everybody that they brought in my opinion, outside of Marcus Mariota, was better than those people that went out. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you say Marcus is his number 2 quarterback, I think he is an upgrade from Sam Howell because of his experience, his height, his ability to sling the ball and run it as well. I mean, so, but also for the gentleman who was talking about Seattle got a boatload of picks from Denver. Sam Howell is going to probably be the backup. But more importantly, they might just take their pick in the first round and drop down and get more picks. And so that third rounder meant nothing to them. Right. So, and here's another point. Magic Johnson being in that ownership box, he's not going to just allow them to just say, let's fold in. Trust me, Magic wants to win, and he wants to win now. So I think that that's a philosophy that's resonating throughout the ownership.
I think if they all want to win, I just think it kind of comes down to the quarterback and how well the rookie plays. If Marcus Mariota is playing, it's bad news. Whether it's for injury or the rookie's struggling.
I just don't think that they're sitting there going, okay, what's the best way we can get to 9 wins next year? I don't think that's the goal. The goal is let's set the foundation, and whatever wins we get's gravy. And I think they've set a good foundation. It looks like from afar they're doing the right thing. I'm not being critical. I just don't think that they're doing this with the idea that we're going to really try to make the playoffs next year, that's our goal. Their goal is to set the foundation and hopefully find their quarterback and go from there. And if they win 8, 9, 10 games, that's just great.
I mean, I just think they're competitors, so they're
of
trying.
Of course, they're competitors.
They're trying to win a playoff spot. And you said they would have signed different guys. They went out and got Austin Eckler. I mean, even though he's coming off a bad year, that guy was a touchdown magnet for 2 years in L.A. So it's not like they just went out and got backups.
Yeah, but they didn't. Eckler was like kind of like the most popular name, but they didn't go out there with like flashy signings.
Bobby Wagner is a big signing, even though he's 33.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Coming up later in the show, John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He'll jump on at 7, John Feinstein at 8, and we'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy at 9 o'clock from Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I kept looking at the standings, looking at teams that changed coaches last year in the NFL and how they fared. And there are some teams that were terrible, changed coaches, and remained terrible, like the Carolina Panthers. Okay, year after year, doesn't matter. They've changed coaches, remained terrible. They had the top pick in Bryce Young, didn't work out. Frank Reich lasted, what, half a season? I don't even think he made it half a season, and he got fired. The Arizona Cardinals changed their coach. Now, Kyler Murray was hurt. They had another bad season. But I brought up the Colts and Texans. Colts jumped from 4 wins to 9. Texans jumped from 3 wins to 10. So +5 and +7. But even a team like Denver, they had the same quarterback in Russell Wilson, who has now been shipped out or released, however you want to term it. He's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. They went from a terrible coach in Nathaniel Hackett, brought in Sean Payton, and they improved 3 games, 8 and 9. They were certainly not world beaters. I'm not ready to say that Washington's going to jump 5 games, but I think minimum 3 based on competent coach who doesn't have his foot halfway out the door. Like, we all knew that Ron was dead man walking the entire season. Mm-hmm. We said the only way Ron survives was they make the playoffs and maybe have to win playoff games because he had a new owner. So Ron, who we knew was going to be moving out, terrible coach, They're going to be better just because of the coaching. And what Adam Peters has been doing, it has impressed me. Now, they could all turn out to be busts, and I can change my tune and say, you know what? He should have brought in younger guys. He brought in these guys. They all didn't work out. They could be terrible. And Dan Quinn could end up being terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there are guys like George Seifert won Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Then he went to Carolina, and he didn't have the same success.
It's hard to win. It is.
So
especially
that ultimately
spots.
Could be Dan Quinn's fate. But right now, I'm kind of optimistic on it. And I bring up the Broncos because even the Broncos and Sean Payton kind of got killed this year. Like, it was kind of disappointing. But it was a 3-win improvement. Yeah, they're starting so bad.
Well, in two of those situations, you had veteran quarterbacks. And C.J. Stroud obviously was the exception. But you had Russell Wilson in Denver, and you had Minshew in Indianapolis because Richardson only played 3 games.
Correct.
So here you're going to have a rookie quarterback, hopefully for the entire year.
I just don't think you can recycle, add 30 new players. You're not just adding a quarterback. You're adding like 30 new players and expect like instant turnaround and you'll be off and running. I just think it's going to take some time. I'm just trying to keep expectations muted. Do I like what they've done so far? I got no problem with any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all seems fine. But I'm not putting a win projection on it. Let's just see how it plays out. I think it's going to take some time. I don't think, you know, what are the odds that we hit on a guy that has a year like C.J. Stroud had?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like arguably
very low.
The greatest year.
Very low.
I do still have a bone to pick with Drab's idea that
Sam Howell's a bum.
And he threw for, in his first year starting, threw for basically 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns. So much better than so many guys that end up being great players. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but he's way better than a bum. Drew Lock played like 2 full games for them last year. It was fine. But I think that you're gonna have something that you can work with and can fill in nicely for you when you need him.
Well, is Drab going to root against, just to kind of prove his argument, is he going to root against Hal if Hal's starting in week 8?
No, of course not. But that doesn't mean that I'm happy that we gave up draft capital for the trade.
Gave up a little bit. You gave up like 30 spots.
We don't have a second round pick. We have a million holes. I just don't want to move down 30 spots in a draft where I feel like there's better options than taking a chance on a 5th rounder when I'd rather take a guy in the 2nd or 3rd round.
I think he's proven a lot. I think you got a pretty good value there. You got a guy in his first year starting through for 4,000 yards, 21 touchdowns. He had a terrible last 7 or 8 games, got no help from the staff. The team was awful. Everything was falling apart. Broken regime. It was a bad last 7 games, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But I think he showed enough potential, and I think that's why they did it. You know, that's why it gets, for him to call him a bum, I mean, I think it's a little bit disrespectful.
Hey, it's Friday.
A little disrespectful, but.
He's up a little bit.
He's in his feelings.
A bum is a person. You don't have to take it so personal.
No, I mean, he's just a player.
The last 8 weeks of the season, as a starting quarterback in the NFL, he was in the territory of a bum.
He did get benched twice.
Okay, I mean, what do you want me to say?
He did get benched twice.
But I don't think he's overall a bum.
Look. He's not my guy.
Neither is Drew Lock. You're at the same level.
You guys are markedly better.
Drew Lock's never had the year.
You guys are always
never
going
thrown for more than 2,700 yards.
Okay, but Drew Lock had a season where he had in 13 games, not 17 games. Mm-hmm. 13 games had 2,900 yards. Mm-hmm. So if you gave him 4 more games, he would probably get close to 4,000. And he had 16 touchdowns, 15 picks. Very similar to Sam Howell.
They're backups.
Yeah.
I think Sam will prove to be a little bit better than that, but we'll see. I think you got a good value.
I hope he proves nothing. I hope he sits on the bench. I've always been a Geno guy, so I don't really want, you know, people coming in there and say, Sam Howell's better than Geno, which is not true.
Well, I would bet money you're gonna see him.
And Geno, he's making $20-something million this year. They just paid him $12 million roster bonus. Mm-hmm. He's not sitting on the bench for Sam Howell unless he's injured.
That's my prediction, yeah. Right. I'm not saying Sam Howell's going to beat him out.
Shefty, the first thing he tweeted out was, we got a quarterback competition. That's what sent me over the edge yesterday.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't believe that. Hey, real quick, before we go to Kime at 7, let's go to Reggie in D.C.
I thought we had McCarthy. Oh, he's on at 9.
He's on at 9.
Reggie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, right. EB, you don't change as many players as you did and don't think you're going to complete for a playoff spot. But listen.
Hold on. Swap out 30 guys and then next year become immediately like a 9-10 win team?
No. Okay, but listen though. They changed the whole D line. The D line has understanding of
half the D line is still there.
They still got the tackles there.
No. The D tackles are talented. They got the ends, You got linebackers who are going to understand the system. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing I'm going to say, I think both of your points are accurate, but now when you go draft now, you can draft for the best player. The need right now, if you think about it, okay, what do the Commanders need? Of course, number two is a quarterback. Probably say right tackle. Then after right tackle, man, it's
no, I'd say
best.
Left tackle.
Well, left tackle. Okay, tackle. But the best now, it's the best player. So you now, you're going to influx, what, five in the first 100, six within the first 100 of talented players that now you don't have to say, well, we have to go target this. Now it's looking at your board, who is the best player regardless of position. So by the time now we add in all of the rookies that we're going to add in and you take a step back and look at the team, it's no way you're going to say, and again, you're right, the C.J. Stroud, one in a million. But if the quarterback is competent, you're going to have a defense that's going to understand the scheme and understand the system. That's probably going to be farther ahead than the offense. But there's no way you're going to say this team, that Dan Quinn and Peters are not thinking, now, this is a team right now, once we add in those young talent, they can't compete for a playoff spot. When I think the last spot was, what, 9-8, 10-7?
I think 8-9 in the NFC. Didn't an 8-win team get in the playoffs?
I'd have to go back and look. I thought it was 9.
I think an 18.
All right, Reggie.
I'd like to ask.
I think an 8-9 got in.
Do you think you guys are competing for a playoff spot next year? Like, legitimately, you have a realistic shot.
I think they would say, "There's no way that a coaching staff's going in there going, all right, let's just lose close games." Let's keep them close.
No, but I remember Ron coming in here and going, oh, it's year one. We're just, you know, we're not worried about winning games. Remember, he wasn't even calling timeouts. Now, Ron was particularly abysmal. But
Green Bay got in at 9-8, JP.
Okay, 9-8.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, the staff's not going in there going.
Look, they're
going
to try to win every game.
Look, common sense tells you a rookie quarterback is probably going to struggle, and they're probably not good enough to win a division or a playoff spot. But, I mean, they're going to go in there going, all right, we got a damn good roster. If,
of course.
Depending on who their rookies are, let's go out and try and win 9 or 10 games.
Let's talk to John Keim about it next. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Insider for ESPN, John Keim, next on The Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.